Okay, good evening everyone. We're broadcasting live. November 22nd. So I was talking today with one of the meditators. I should know his name. And we were talking about Sasha, of course. We were talking about the Dhammapada, and he's making a case for how useful it is and how important it is, how beneficial it is, and how I keep dissing it, keep saying how useless it is, and how much my other videos are so much better, and you should all go listen to my other, well, go watch my other videos because they're so much more more useful. So he challenged that. I understand. But I argued back that his idea was that it's good encouragement to people who are meditating, but my point was, well, what if that's all people ever get? When new people come to my channel, that's all they see now, because those are the latest videos, and if they don't ever go back and watch my old videos, the other things I've been teaching, or maybe they look at them and say, oh, that's the old stuff, let's look at what he's doing now, which I think that's reasonable. And this is all they get, is the Dhammapada stories. It's not really enough.
I have a suggestion. Didn't you started Buddhism 101?
Yeah. That's actually what I just thought today. I thought I better finish. What I should really do is continue Buddhism 101, because I stopped that in a lurch before we actually got to Buddhism.
Maybe 2 Dhammapada and 1 Buddhism 101 videos in a week?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be
And Buddhism 101 can be quite extended because there's lots of good 101 topics. But that may have to wait until January. It doesn't have to, but maybe I will wait until January because I can put more attention on it then. I'll just quit school and really focus on teaching. I mean, this week I have to write an essay about John Locke and free will. And Locke is pretty good, I mean, as far as being able to understand him, but I have to write about the people who write about him. And the people who write about him are really hard to understand. It's like they try to out-intellectualize him or something. So Locke, it's a bit challenging to read. And it's like they feel like they have to be more challenging to read or something. Anyway, that's school. I was working on that last night. Started my essay. Due next weekend. And then exams. And then after exams, I'm flying to Florida. And then after Florida, I think that's it. I think no more school for me. It's just not worth it. Not with the change, not with all this new work, new teaching, stuff, and then we can add more hours to the appointments, add some more slots. That might be complicated, because then the only issue with the slots right now is remembering who has told me they can't make it on a week, so that if they haven't told me, then I cancel them, and then they lose their slot. But if they have told me, then I keep them. So now I'm afraid to cancel because I can't remember if they told me or not.
And sometimes it seems like there's technical difficulties, and a couple of people have said they didn't get the button to pop up.
The other thing is, well, the button hasn't been a problem lately, I don't think. People maybe aren't using it.
Yeah, Samantha just had a problem with it this past weekend. She was waiting and it didn't pop up for her.
Oh. We didn't know that. Well, the bigger problem has been people calling me. Like just now, someone called me. I didn't get a call, I don't think. I actually was, I may have been out of the room when they called, but it didn't notify me that someone was trying to call me or had tried to call me. It's really erratic. And that's happened quite a few times. Anyway, it's nice to know that the computers are reaffirming the three characteristics. If it was always stable, then we'd think, oh yes, what is this nonsense about impermanent suffering and non-self? Here we have something that's permanent, that's stable, satisfying, and controllable. Well, we know that's not the case. So good for us. Well done, Google.
That's right. Teaching us Buddhism.
Doing a good job.
One day, if someone is due for an appointment but the button doesn't pop up, can they just invite you to a regular hangout? Would it be any different?
No, that's exactly what it does. The button just creates a hangout and tells you to invite me, and then you click on invite. You have to actually still invite me. It just gives you my email address, and you just click invite.
So rather than miss an appointment, someone could just start up a hangout and invite you. That's good to know.
If we had two more people, if we had probably four more slots every day, we'll see if I can handle that. Should be able to. Maybe not, because some days there are other things going on. It's interesting. Can I really add more slots every day? Maybe Monday to Friday. Maybe I'll keep the weekends a little more open.
And could you add another tab to the meditation website here? Sort of a message board for, you're saying you're not sure when people tell you that they can't make it. Like, for example, similar to the chat, but if somebody put their message in chat, it would get lost. But if you had a dedicated panel, or messages strictly related to the meditation meetings, that might help to keep things organized. I'm just creating more work for you. But it might help to keep things more organized.
Maybe I could add a notes section to everyone's profile that they could add notes that I could see. So like when I click on their profile, then I'd see, I'm not going to be here this week, this day. I'll tell them to put the note on their profile page, because that's where I go right away to see, is this person meditating? Why isn't this person calling me? Then
That's
at
a good.
least I'll know.
Yeah, especially with the holidays coming up, people may be away.
What do we have for Dhamma today? We have a good quote? Nah. Let's not go there. We have any questions?
We have questions.
All right, let's go there.
This is a nice, cute question. Venerable sir, is it better to have a shorter teaching video to appease a larger group of viewers, or better to have a longer teaching video for the fewer viewers that care about each side story and subtlety and carefully consider your every movement while conveying the Satnam Dharma? Thank you.
Is that a trick question?
I think it's definitely related to the comment that you relayed, that someone said your last Dhammapada was too long.
Yeah, weird, huh? So we say in Thai, nana jittang. It's actually Pali, but in Thailand they say it. Nana jittang means mind is, I guess it means mind is manifold or is various. Mind is mind varies. Like to each their own, basically. Everyone has a different opinion. There are many, many different opinions. Nana jittang. It's a weird word. I think they're corrupting the Pali, actually. It should be nana jitta, probably.
Next question?
Yeah. Why, did I answer that one already?
I don't think so.
What was it about? Oh,
well,
yeah.
The question is it better to have shorter teachings that appeal to a larger group, or longer teachings that appeal to your more dedicated followers?
Well, it was interesting talking last night. I brought up the idea that a doctor isn't worried about people who are already on the mend. They only concern themselves with people whom will die without their care. So there is that. To some extent, we need to reach those people who are not easily impressed, reach those people who are not already hooked. But that's not entirely fair, because to some extent we have to help those people who are actually going to take the medicine, you know? You don't want to pander to people who aren't even going to take the medicine. Why waste all your time teaching people who aren't even going to practice? So that's a good point.
Thank you, Monte. I'm trying to find a good way to respond to cravings when not meditating. Right now, it goes like this. There is a sight or a thought that starts a craving. The mind locks onto that sight or thought. There is an unpleasant feeling. I remember to be mindful. There is an awareness that there is an aversion to the craving. I say disliking, disliking, or averting, averting, or something. This goes on for as short as 30 seconds or sometimes for 10 minutes or longer. Rather than coming to an end, usually another side of thought comes along and the mind follows, going in a different direction. You have often talked about a middle way for responding to cravings. Could you elaborate?
I don't quite understand what your question is. Like as though something's wrong with what you're describing. I mean, something is wrong, but you know what's wrong. What's wrong is reality is wrong. It's impermanent suffering and non-self, and that's what you're experiencing. The chaos, the unpleasantness, the unwieldiness, the not how I wantedness. Is it how you want it? Is it how you'd like it? No, that's it. That's reality. Why? Because that will allow you to let go. That will lead you to want to let go, not want to cling anymore. So you're doing fine. Although I would recommend going back as often as possible to the rising and falling. It keeps you grounded. Don't jump from one thing to another unless if you're immediately pulled. If you're not pulled, then go back to the rising and falling. And then acknowledge the next thing. But try to always come back to the rising and falling when you can, after noting whatever you have noted, whatever you have experienced.
So So the last part of the question was, you have talked about a middle way for responding to cravings. And that's
Well,
a little bit like the
I mean, I
question
get it,
last
but.
night about, you know, if you have to do something, should you try to do the wholesome version of it? Last night there was a similar, or maybe the night before, there was a similar question about if you have to give in to something, should you give in to the most wholesome version of it, or something similar
Over
like that.
there, they're just saying, they were saying they remember to be mindful. They know everything is fine. That is the middle way. I mean, that is the middle way I talk about. So I don't think, I think there may be, yeah, it may be taking what I said last night and somehow making more of it than, I mean, the whole point is to be mindful. If you can't, if you find yourself giving in, well, then you give in. It's not the middle way, but it happens. So then you pick yourself up and you try again. We're learning, we're trying to learn, trying to study, trying to understand.
Dear Bhante, I have been meditating for a while and I feel like it's making me unenthusiastic about things I formerly liked to do, such as working out, watching television, etc. I want to be clear, I'm not depressed, but I feel fine sitting around all day doing nothing. Is this natural? Thanks.
You know, rape is natural. Murder is natural. Theft is natural. Excruciating suffering is natural. Terrible evil is natural. Craving is natural. Addiction is natural. So what do you mean by this question, is it natural? You see, answering a question with a question and some elaboration. Sometimes you have to, when someone asks you a question, you have to pick apart. You can't answer directly. And sometimes you have to ask a question, a counter question. I think this is one of those cases.
And to follow up on the earlier question about cravings, I can't follow the craving to the end. Is that a problem?
The end of what?
The end of the craving? Can't stick it out until the craving goes away?
And the craving lasts actually 10 minutes?
Apparently, yes.
I don't think so. You say to yourself, wanting, wanting. It should go away for a moment, and then you come back to the rising and falling. If it comes back, then you go back to it. But when it goes away, you come back to the rising and falling. Nothing lasts for 10 minutes. Hey, if it does, then just say it. Yeah, you can. No, stick it out for a while, and then ignore it after a while, I would say.
Bhante, how can I make progress if I can't meet with you to do a course? Is there something more I can read?
Well, if you are meditating, which it looks like you are, good, green question mark. You could read the second book on how to meditate. It's not quite finished, but mostly finished. For most intents and purposes, it's finished. That would be a good thing maybe to read. We're all filled up on the meetings, right? Is there one empty spot? There is, there's an available
there is,
slot.
Yeah. Tuesday at 23:30 UTC time, which is, looks like 6:30 p.m. Eastern time.
Grab it while it, grab it before it's gone.
looking for the link for the How to Meditate Part 2. And with that, we're all caught up on questions.
Tomorrow we have a med mob. We're going to try a med mob. Or I'm going to. Maybe I'll be there alone. I'll do meditation in public. Let's see how it goes.
Do you have any signs?
No.
Put a little sandwich board out there to explain what you're doing?
Put a little hat. No signs. No, that's the whole thing about a flash mob is you don't really even tell people what you're doing.
They just figure it out.
Okay, so that's all for tonight. Thank you all for practicing with us and for tuning in. Thanks, Robin, for joining me.
Thank you, Bhante.
Have a good night, everyone.